And when the black people come into the gift shop to buy, usually they come in every day to buy gum or candy or something. It's, "Hey, Flo." And they'll see my husband and they'll say, "Oh, hello, Dr. Smith." I mean, it's just so, like, I'm the buddy, you know, mm-hmm. and he's the big shot. Well, he is the big shot. But the I don't know what it is, and I don't know why they do talk that way. I don't know why they talk. You know, they don't want you to know what they're talking about.
Do you think that has something to do with it?
Well, I think so.
Do you think that it's the same way with white folks? If you're from that ease, I guess.
If what?
That you can speak in a certain way to kind of...
put people off?
Or just to make it so you're not necessarily...
understood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my sister and I and our group of friends at Grady used to speak a language that no one could understand. It is a language. Our Jewish friends taught it to mm-hmm. us because our school was mostly Jewish at that time. And nobody can really understand what we're saying to each other. And we used to do it, and my mother would just clump us in the head because it's rude. It's so rude. And we'd be in a group when we didn't want anybody to hear us, and we see wizards. It's hard to do now. It's a change of letters,
mm-hmm.
and it's nobody can understand it. And I think the reason they do that, and they'll get at Emory, have you seen Emory? It has a bridge connecting the hospital mm-hmm. with the clinic building. And they'll be on that bridge just laughing and talking. You can't understand a thing they say.
Hmm.
And I'll walk by. If it's a group I know, I'll walk by and I'll say, "Y'all have got to be so quiet. Those cars down there don't want to hear." Because it goes right over the street. "Oh, Flo, you're so funny."
Do you think that there's a difference between Southern black folks and Northern black folks? Could you hear a difference?
In the way they talk?
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, I didn't know any black people in New Jersey.
Really?
Or New York.
Huh, interesting.
Well, I mean, I knew black doctors
right.
in New York, but we didn't live around any of them. Isn't that funny? Oh, my daughter went to Lutheran parochial school up there, and she had a friend who was black. And so this little girl used to come home with us sometimes from school. And my next door neighbors were very strange people.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember this child's name. She was so cute. But her mother was an attorney. And she came by to pick her up one day. And you always invite people in up north to have a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 100 degrees or 2 degrees, come in for coffee. So she came in for coffee. And when she left, my next door neighbor said to me, as I was walking from her car back into my house, my next door neighbor said to me, "We don't have black people in our homes in this neighborhood." I said, "Excuse me?" I thought she was kidding.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "We don't invite black people into our homes in this neighborhood." I said, "Oh, wait a minute. I'm the one from the South. I'm the one that's supposed to say things like that. I didn't think Yankees thought like that." We lived there 2 more years. She never looked at me. She never spoke to me again.
Well.
And I don't know when this black girl and came to pick up her little girl, she would come in and have coffee, and I don't know what she thought.
Man, the South,
but I thought, exactly. I thought, "Oh, you Yankees need to cool it a little bit."
Last question. Do you think there's a difference in the way men and women talk?
Oh, yes. Men are so...
Oh.
Not him. It's the way they... I don't know if it's different. They like to talk about sex and ball games, and but so do girls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, women do too.
You think it's the content that's different?
I don't know. The group that we run around with, of course, are all mostly doctors or our Sunday school class. Doctors, men usually talk about medicine when you're with them. And the women are off somewhere talking about something else. Our Sunday school class, we've all been together so long that it's just sort of a natural thing. We all get along well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they talk. I know boys talk different.
Mm-hmm. Than girls.
Maybe when you get to be a man, you don't talk about. But, you know, boys are always, oh, look at that. I mean, it's just, you just want to slap them. I do. Oh, look. And I hate that expression. Look at the knockers on her. I want to just slap them.
Is that you?
It's mostly teenagers.
Maybe they learn how to not say that. You know, I've always thought that was a...
It's a disgusting term.
Yeah. Teenagers, adults.
Adults, like, too. I know it. They do.
Well, great. I think that's just about
And you just want to... I want to just sock them.
Well, you can do that.
No, I can't. They'd hit me back, you know.
Teenagers, the kids these days, I catch myself saying
You have to be careful what you say to them.
It's true. They're just, you know. All right.
It's totally disgusting.